Hi, this is Andrew Thorpe. I'm a professional speaker based in Manchester in the UK. And today I'm going to talk about the most important instrument that you have available to you as a tool of communication, and that's your voice. And it's sadly abused and forgotten about, but it's incredibly important. And of course, you know, we mentioned in a previous podcast about the importance of body language, but the way you say words is equally important. You know, you can say different words in different ways, and they convey totally different meanings. So the experts talk about paralinguistics. That's the term to do with how you say the words that you're delivering. And I think one of the things to think about is to try and sort of consider your voice like a musical instrument. If you were to listen to a piece of music that had the same note played at the same rhythm and pace and the same volume, it would be the most boring piece of music you'd ever heard in your life, and you would never want to listen to it again. But many people's voices are like this. They become flat, they become very monotone, there's no pacing and rhythm in them, there's no different change of emphasis on different words, there's no dynamism to them, there's no pauses. You know, it's really useful to pause for dramatic effect sometimes and give the audience some space and time to absorb the impact of what you've just said. So again, rather with the body language issue, the important thing, I think, is to listen to your voice, to record it, to play it back, and also to listen to some really good voices. Have a listen to people like Evan Davis and James Naughtie on the Today programme on Radio 4. They've got terrific voices, and Justin Webb as well. I really like Justin Webb's voice. And listen to people like Rick Stein, the fish chef, who absolutely exude passion for their topic. There's no doubt whatsoever that they believe 100% in what they're talking about, and they have an absolute passion for it. And it comes out through their voice. I remember we did an interesting test, or a little a skit, really, at an event I was involved in at Manchester Business School. And I asked the facilitator if he would read out loud to the audience. In fact, not to the audience, to three of us sat cross-legged on the floor, the story of three little pigs. And we pretended to be three, you know, four-year-old children sat on the floor. And when you read a children's story to a child, you know, at bedtime, you put a bit of effort into it, don't you? You do the funny voices, you do the mannerisms, you get into the character. And the trouble is, when we get older, we lose that freedom to express ourselves. Our voice becomes very flat and boring and monotone, and we start to, it's all serious, you know, it's business stuff. We can't speak, you know, the way we used to do, or the way we spoke to children when we were reading a story. But anyway, I asked the facilitator to read the story of Three Little Pigs, and then partway through I swapped the piece of paper he was reading from for a report or a section from an annual business report, and I asked him to read it the same way, you know, like he would read the children's story. And then afterwards I asked the audience what they thought, you know, how did the report come across, and they said it was the most interesting business report they'd ever heard. And that was the impact of the way it was read. So take an interest in your voice. Think of it like an instrument, a musical instrument with dynamic highs and lows, with variety, and make it more interesting to listen to. And then the words become more interesting for the audience to listen to. So I hope that's helped. And there's much, much more to come in this series of effective presentation.